Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills. That draws us to.
Jesus. Drink of the cup that I shall drink. Thank you. The parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Oh, yeah. And the sower is the preacher and the teacher. He sows the word of God in your life every day.
I said he didn't know the word, and his messages did not make sense. He criticized him throughout the preaching. That's when I knew the seed had fallen among the thorns. I don't wanna be away.
Music. It's time for testimonies. Amen. How many of you know that we are overcoming the devil through the word of our testimony? Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you put your hands together as we welcome Ludwig Enoch Lamte to share his testimony with us.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ludwig Enoch Lamte from Takoradi Technical University. My testimony is about how God delivered me from death through a car accident last week, Saturday. Last week, Saturday, I had a funeral to attend at Volta Region. One of my members lost the father, so I promised her that I'll be with her at the Volta Region. So last week, on the way to the funeral, I have to pass through Tudu to pick a car to the place. At Tudu, we have one way over there that cars, the way over there at Tudu is one way. So I have to cross that lane. But before I'll be crossing that lane, I've watched the direction from where the cars are coming from, and no car is passing. But suddenly, as I was crossing the way, a car came from behind and knocked me down. I was on the floor. I was rolling on the floor. I couldn't even speak. I couldn't do anything. I was just on the floor. So the man rushed me to the hospital because when I woke up, I didn't have any head. There was nothing on me that shows that a car has knocked me down. So when the man sent me to the hospital, the doctor asked to check because the doctor was thinking that maybe I may have an internal bleeding or something, which is quite going to be a problem. So when the doctor checked, I want to testify that the doctor said clearly that nothing is wrong with you. I didn't have any fracture, no bone dislocation, nothing happened to me. And I want to thank God for my life and thank my father and my prophet, Bishop Dagiwood Mills, for his prayers concerning my life. And right now, if you can see me, many people are surprised when I told them about what happened to me. But I believe that it's these prayers that has kept me in this place. And Daddy, I want to say God bless you so much. God be with you for all the directive prophetic prayers you have been praying concerning our life. Thank you.
Amen. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. We have our final testimony. Help me welcome Shaniqua Asuma to share her testimony with us.
Hi, my name is Shaniqua Asuma from Town Church, and I'm a still photographer. I'd like to thank God for the promotion and the favor I've received at work. During this vacation, I did an internship. I'm doing an internship at a software development company. And Bishop has been preaching about my long-awaited promotion has come. Bishop has been teaching us things, how to obtain favor from our bosses and from various places. So I decided that I'm going to apply them fully in this work. So he has been teaching us things like loyalty to the higher authority, things like we shouldn't join smaller groups and unions within the work and join the undergrowth of the forest, and memo about the bosses, and also how to act wisely and how the test of discretion and things like that. So he said I'm going to apply them. And when my boss asks me for an opinion, usually I would just smile sheepishly and agree with what's going on. But I decided that Bishop said we should give our opinions on what we think. So I decided to say the truth. And by the grace of God, other interns were looking for jobs and other things. But I was given the opportunity to get a job after I graduate. Not only that, I'm the youngest among them, and I just finished my first year. But amongst them all, I'm receiving the highest paid salary. In addition to this, at our workplace, leaves are not offered. It's only emergency situations or other things that you'd be granted a leave. But I really wanted to go for the camp. So I asked my boss for a leave. And by the grace of God, not only did he give me the permission to leave, but he offered to pay fully for my camp and anything else I needed. So I really want to encourage you all to listen to the teachings that Bishop preaches. And I also want to thank Bishop so much for his love over us, for pastoring us, for encouraging us to fulfill our ministries while we are still young. Thank you.
Amen. Put your hands together for the powerful testimonies. How many of you have been blessed by the testimonies? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Word of God. Amen! I'm so excited this morning that God has anointed our Father to preach to us. And if you're excited, make your loudest noise. Let's welcome our Daddy, our Prophet, our Pastor, Bishop Dagewon Mills.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your blessing this morning. Guide us by your mighty spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy 8:16. Your long-awaited promotion. I believe this is the last part of our long-awaited promotion. Or you want more of the long-awaited promotion? All right. Deuteronomy. You shall remember the Lord your God who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee. Amen. He might humble thee and he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. Amen. God is testing you so that he can promote you. So I'm giving you past questions on the tests so that you know all the answers when they come up. Is that not so? I do it with all students, medical students. I'm always giving them questions because I want all my students to pass well. No failure, no repeating, no referreds, no trills, whatever you call it. In Jesus' name. Now, sometimes you have to stay in one place for 2 years because you didn't pass a test in life. Sometimes you have to remain in a particular place. I know people who should have had beloveds by now. But because they failed their test, they are still going back for another 2 years to go through before the beloved will be given. Hey! So, it's so important that you take note of all the tests and you see things as God wants you to see. Deuteronomy 8 verse 2. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee. One of the things that tests do is that they humble you. Because when you finish, you had 55%, you know that you almost failed. And it's almost like the passing that you are passing is like it's by grace. And like the same test that you pass, if they do it again, you know that you can easily not pass. True or not true? Now, especially in the medical school is very much like that. If you pass and they say, come and do the exam again, the next day, you know that you can fail what you passed last week. So when it comes to a medical school and you see a medical student having fail or repeat, refer, never think to yourself, oh, why? You know, you don't know the school well. Different from other schools. Yeah, my wife did law and I was doing medicine. And I realized there's no comparison between medicine and law. No. Bishop Saki did law. A lot of people did all these art subjects. You know, there's no comparison between science and arts. So you are humbled by your tests and you are afraid. Yeah. Now, to humble thee, to prove thee, and to know what was in your heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. You know, on Saturday, we watched this film. Is it Friday or Saturday? Friday. I tell you, it was something. And I feel that God allowed a human being. How many were here? How many were not here? You missed something. As a person, now you were where? Where were you? Tell the person, be serious, eh? You've got to be serious. It was something, oh. And I think we have to watch it again. Because you see that human beings were made to bring out how they are in the ultimate human being, the ultimate human being, a bad person. And it reveals the nature of man. But anyway, so God is promoting us greatly, greatly. There's nobody listening to me who is not going to be greatly promoted. Now, when God blesses you and promotes you, you start to follow what happens in Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. Look at verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. So as time goes by, you are going to realize that God has blessed you and has given you the power to get wealth. Now, wealth is very relative. Sometimes wealth is based on what you need. Do you see? Because there are people who earn more than you do. And sometimes 10 times more, 20 times more. But you, with what little you have, can do much more than they can do. Now, I remember in the ministry, I tell you, and I'm not trying to say something to sound funny, you know. But when I see an American minister, no matter how big they seem to be, money and what have you, I realize that whatever we need, God has provided it for us. So I don't feel that, oh, maybe those people really have money. If you go into it, you'll find out that so much is debt, so many things they cannot do that we can do. Yes. So, God expects you to notice the change financially and give him thanks. When you do that, you will start to see that you are climbing. When I tell people that I knew the Kelewele sellers, that with those who count the Kelewele and those who don't count. Do you know Kelewele? Yeah. Those who don't know Kelewele, make sure you find some and enjoy some from a good place. It is to tell you that there was a time that my financial strength made me know differences in Kelewele sellers. But now God has lifted me. I don't need to, whether you count or you don't count, it doesn't affect my life. And God is expecting you to notice such things. You see, when you don't notice, you are not thankful. Thankful is different from saying thank you. You can say thank you, but you are not thankful. Thankful is always grateful and appreciative of the little steps God takes you through. Yes. There are things I notice. My wife and I, on a Sunday, I remember clear as it was yesterday, we finished church, drove home together, parked outside a shop and put our finances together to buy one tin of corned beef in this same church, same United Denominations. Huh? Yes. It's the same church, my wife and I. And we calculated, and then when we had enough, she went out to buy. I sat in the car, she went out to buy. I'm the boss. And then when we went home, then she made a beautiful corned beef stew. Very nice. Those days the corned beef was not like the one we are having. Now they've changed. I don't know whether it's really meat even in it. Yeah. But today, I don't know how much is corned beef. And I don't need to know by the grace of God. You see, I can see another level. Yes. I think corned beef is more expensive than Kiliwili. Oh? One corned beef and Kiliwili. Yeah. And then, kebab. I knew how much it was. Yes. But now, it doesn't matter. God has blessed me. When I see the kebab, I can say, oh, bring all. You are getting there soon. In Jesus' name. The prophecy you believe is the one that is going to happen practically in your life. Sit down. Years ago, I went to Akuse. Bishop Eddie was staying there. So I was with him for a couple of days. I think with my wife, we were there. Early in the morning, get out and I'll go and pray. And I was walking through the estates and I saw a car parked in the house, somebody's house. And I knew the car was for sale. Peugeot 40 something. I looked into that over the car and prayed. One of my greatest prayers for a second-hand Peugeot 40 something. Yes. You see, I noticed the changes. It was impossible. Do you know that with all our efforts, we were not able to buy the car? Peugeot 40 whatever. I was the pastor of this church. We couldn't buy it. United Denominations, we couldn't buy. Yes. That with time, there are people have given me cars, new cars. I don't even open the door and ask them to drive it away. New. Yes, so thank you. I can't drive this one. I don't want to drive it. I appreciate it. I don't need it. Yes. You see, now your second hand Peugeot. It's not wild. So if you don't notice these ones, you don't notice that God is taking you higher. And you may be thinking to yourself, oh, I'm not like Bill Gates. You may never be like Bill Gates. Bill Gates himself is trying to share his money and he's coming back. He keeps giving it away and he comes back. So start noticing that, you know, I can see that there's a slight change. There'll be a time you're giving offering 5 cedis. It's a crisis. If somebody gives you $20 and it gets missing in the house, a crisis has come. You are searching the whole house. Satan, I bind you. Release my $20. But a day will come. $1,000 will get missing. You will not notice it. Receive the prophecy in your life in Jesus' name. Now, today I want you to notice the tests, and I want to try to rush through them and some more of them. These are what I call Proverbs 1 verse 4. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, verse 4, to give subtlety to the simple and to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Discretion is the ability to take decisions on your own. How many realize that sometimes there's nobody telling you what to do, and you have to decide what to do? Sometimes you are blessed to have good advice, but many times you are just alone and you have to take a decision. And that's what we call discretion. So they say, use your discretion. When you go, use your discretion and decide what to do. So what happens throughout your life, your discretion is going to come into play all the time. How wise you are. And each time you take a decision, it takes you up or down. So when you look at Joseph, whose story we read last week, you realize that he had so many experiences. One of them was handling the visions God gave him. Some people take it lightly. Number two, handling favor. When God gives you favor with somebody or somebody likes you, you know, it's important to handle it well. One of the most surprising, that's why I don't want to start all this because it will go over and over. But you see young girls, and then somebody likes you, and they don't even know how to handle it. Yeah. I just want to say something. Listen carefully. Okay? Be very careful. I'm not talking about some boy wants to sleep with you. Boy wants to sleep with you there. All boys want to sleep with you there. Tell the nearest sister, look, all boys want to sleep with you if it is. Yeah. That one there, I mean, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. Is that Faith? You are back. Is my mic okay? Is it the normal sound? All right. Everything okay? All right. Because Romans chapter 1 verse 20, 21, it speaks about the natural use of the woman. Yes. The use of a woman. Yes. Oh, I think verse 22, it said that for the exchange, yes, leaving the natural use of the woman. So, a woman has a use, a natural use. Yes. Yes. The use of a woman. Yes. The natural use of a woman. For that, that's not what I mean. That's not a natural use. Everybody would like to use you as a natural use of a woman and use you. Do you understand? But I'm talking about favor. When somebody wants to change his life and add you to his life, that's favor. But to use you as a woman, that's not favor. That's why everybody wants it. The most dignified man wearing glasses, big glasses, they're all like that. Don't be deceived by the glasses. It's the same. Don't be deceived
by the suit
and how it looks very thick. Oh, don't bring yourself. The natural use of the woman. That's not what I'm talking about. I say, if somebody shows you favor, I like you. and it's serious, don't mishandle it. Don't joke with it. Yes, be careful. Yeah, somebody who wants to change his whole life, add you, give his name to you, your children. Hey, it's not a small thing. And at work, when somebody likes you, somebody chooses you, somebody shows you favor, joke with it. Because from a certain point onwards, it's not by, work is not by, like, certificates. It's by who likes who. That's the reality. So anyway, so when Joseph was liked by his father, that was it. That was it. There are 12 children, but he liked this. Even the last one, he didn't like him. It was this one he liked. Last but one. It's supernatural. The test of handling information and reports. The test of handling errands. He was sent. The test of handling seniors. And then the test of discernment. Hallelujah. Discerning rejection. All right. Now, it is important for you to discern the love and the hatred that people have. Because human beings are very tricky. Are you with me? Yeah. So if you don't do that, you're going to run into a lot of difficulties. Now, one of the things that Joseph did not do, and he failed in that regard, well, of course, it worked together for good. So some of your tests, they work together for good. Even the failed ones, they work together for good. He didn't realize that his brothers didn't like him so much. Because if he had recognized that, he would have gone with security guards. He would have had bodyguards. But he thought, oh, Charlie, we are brothers. But it looks like his brothers really hated him. You see, and that inability to discern, this thing is hatred. I should be careful of it. It was a mistake. Yeah, he couldn't see through that. This is hatred. Yeah. So, you know, you must realize, sometimes somebody is talking, but it's real hatred. And if you don't recognize how serious it is, you can even lose your life. These people, it wasn't mild though. It was deep. You know, one day there was a brother, he was working somewhere, and the job was getting heated up. There were issues, and I think there was an accountant, something, and he went and brought him, arrested him in a foreign country, and it was all illegal and all that. And I told him, you know, brother, these people hate you. And I said, me, I would advise you to leave this place. That was a very high-paying job. I said, discern. It's not normal. The dislike and the hatred, the things that are building up, leave it. If he hadn't left it, I think he may not be alive today. Yes. That's what I think. When you look at the politics, that's why, you know, as a pastor, I try to emphasize that I don't support any party. Me, I'm a Ghanaian. And I support Ghana. Yes. It's true. And it rather depends on those who are in power, how they relate with me. Some, when you even reach out to call them, you can't reach them. It's only when they're out of power that you can reach them. It's true. If you try, oh, hello, we need to speak to you about, no, you don't. It's when they're out of power, they're driving Toyotas as ordinary people, then you can reach them. But anybody who is playing with politics, You must know. You see, you have to discern. Hatred. These are people who can kill. If you see people murdered in politics in Ghana, before the elections, and it should show you what you are dealing with. That's why I don't like it. When some say, you are this part, you are this part, because I'm not. And that's why sometimes there are things we don't say anything. So be there. Be there. And do whatever you want to do. Don't others. Because the hatred that is in politics, internally within each party, and then for each other, you watch and see. If these people get somebody to take to prison, they can sentence him for life, death sentence. This you'll be surprised. It's not a small. So if you are going into those things, you must know what you are going in for. But you don't have to go in nothing like Joseph. Hey, Reuben, Judah, Levi, Charlie, how? Then you shake your coat round and round. You'll be surprised that you find out that it is not a small level of hatred. So you have to know what you are doing and you have to discern it. Otherwise, you'll be shocked. Yeah. And there are many things I could tell you personally that I've seen. I say, wow. Genesis chapter 4, verse 4. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why? Why are you angry? Why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Now again, we are brothers. We all went to church. We gave offerings. It seems that God is blessing me. He hasn't done anything to you. But it pains people so much that God seems to supernaturally favor you. You would think it's nothing much, but it can result in death. So you need to recognize it. So when God is even blessing, there are many blessings that God gives to me. I hide. There are times I even bless people, I say, hide. You can't afford to let people hate you so much when they can see that God seems to have blessed. Because Abel didn't do anything. He just went to church, gave an offering, and there was God's grace and favor on his life. This is what sparked all the trouble. So sometimes you see that God is blessing you, then it's like you call people, so all of you come here. Oh, this, whatever, you are doing a party. The people that are sitting at the party, how many have ever been to a party and there were people in different corners and they were saying something bad about the person? Have you had that before? Oh, you've experienced that? I was at a party once and it was celebrating somebody's birthday. Somebody was out there having his birthday. And the table that was, the statements that were made, you wouldn't believe. And I said, wow. At the party, the person was invited to come and let me celebrate with you. The things they were saying, you could see hatred. So, you know, just innocently, sometimes God blesses you. Jesus, most of his life and ministry was hidden till he knew he was ready for the people to kill him. Yeah, most of his things were hidden. Almost all his miracles were private miracles. Private miracles. So most of the great, great miracles were walking on the water and just a few people to see. But they knew that he was God. So if you don't discern hatred, you can make a big mistake. Are you still around? So don't be so innocent moving around. Genesis 31 verse 1. And he heard the words of Laban's sons saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's. And of that which was our father's has he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, that's his uncle. And behold, it was not toward him as before. Jacob saw that. Hey, the people are not happy. Look at verse 1 again. These are his cousins. So Laban, you see, Laban was his mother's brother. So these are cousins. So cousins. And they said, Jacob has taken, because Jacob's sheep became plenty. Remember, they said, okay, take the spotted ones. We'll take the whatever one. So he took the few spotted ones. The spotted ones became plenty. So now it's like, this is only God can do this. This is what people don't even like. Huh? Jesus was hated. You should have watched this film on Friday. He was hated and hated and hated and hated and hated and hated by pastors. Pastors are the ones who, they were so jealous of his ministry. The Bible tells us that for envy, Jesus was handed over. He was sacrificed for envy. They envied him. So this life, you have come to a world where there's a lot of envy. So I'm just telling you, you know, because some of you, just one small breakthrough that you have, then the whole world is knowing something that is even the end of all your... Because Joseph's promotion with his coat, that was the end of his promotions. From there, straight down, Charlie, go to prison, go to this, go to jail, go to the well. That was it. Because he couldn't handle it. And he didn't realize the amount of hatred that is in the world. Yeah. You have no idea. So, his brother's sons were not, his uncle's sons were not treating him in the same way. Wow. Are you there? You are living. Now, but Jesus was not so. Matthew 26. Verse 1. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, verse 2, you know, listen, look at it, you know, that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. He knew. Look at what they are doing, going to do. It's happened already. Before. So to know and to discern somebody's attitude and face towards it, very important. And it was only when he was ready. Jesus said, no one takes my life from me. I give my life. Hallelujah. So it's a blessing. You know, and you must pass this test when God blesses you. Small, small, small favor. Small prosperity. Hey. Now, the next one is the test of handling demotion. Joseph suddenly became a slave and disappeared into the lowest part of society. Now, this is a test. When you are down, how you behave. And God is telling you, you must know how to behave at every level. Romans 12 verse 16. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be wise in your own conceits. Hallelujah. So you must know, you see, Joseph was put down to join slaves. first you were the son, favored son of a rich man. Now suddenly your circumstances have changed. Can you flow? That's why people can't do well on the mission sometimes. Because you may even be on churches leading praises, leading worship, leading whatever, doing this, doing that. When you go on the mission, suddenly you are not glorified. That's what elders on the campuses struggle when they come out. On campus, the people call them chief. Chief, they give them fun. Chief, chief elder, they iron for them. They do all kinds of things for them. Don't wash any elders' clothes. Don't iron any elders. Then real life begins. You are down there. You join slaves. Yes, that's now your ministry with slaves. And how do you do that? Many of the first love people and people who live in England and America, God could use them greatly, but they can't pass this test. They can't condescend. They can't come down the well and live with slaves. They are higher than that. We are from London. We are from America. And so what is America? What is London? Clear off with your England and your America. Are you from Africa? That is why you can only have a church with 17 members. Yes. Because your harvest field is just some few immigrants. Your blackened, darkened face, it can only reach to fellow blackened and darkened faces. And the majority of the people where you are claiming to be on the mission are white people. No, they can't. They can't. There are so many. They listen to the message, really love God. They want to do whatever. But this test to condescend, to come down and just be ordinary, they can't do it. It's amazing. Rarely have I been able to get just one person from America to condescend. A couple are doing it now. They can't come down to the slave, because the slave position is on the way to the prison position, which is on the way to the prime minister's position. There are three steps. It's three steps. Huh? This one word on the slave is prison. From slave, you become a prisoner. From a prisoner, then you go to become a prime minister. You can't do it. You can't do it. And this is the test that the church is failing. That is why there are cities all over the world. Bafata in Guinea-Bissau. Buba, Gabu. These are in Guinea-Bissau. Kanchungo is a record in Guinea. Kisidugu, Kindia, Gekedu, Masenta. All these towns are waiting in Guinea. Nobody's ready to go there. You can't condescend. You only know how to stay in a city and to be above. But to come down where your ministry is going to be great, you're going to win a lot of souls and God is going to use. No, 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 no. So you have to stay there and be reading 26 different Bibles and be quoting scriptures and say you are listening to podcasts and whatever. You can't pass that test. That test is waiting for you to condescend, to come down. John chapter 12 verse 24, Jesus said, John 12, 24, verily, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. Unless you are prepared to fall to the ground, you just have to be there alone. And if the verse before, you know, verse 23, Jesus answered and said, the hour is come. Many people come to the hour and say, I can't come down there. When the hour comes, I can't come down there. Yeah, I can't come down there. I can't come down there. It's interesting. You know, my friend David Samram, the pastor in the Philippines, I once heard him talking. He was talking to some of the pastors. And he was saying, you know, they don't want to go to certain areas. The Filipino pastors, they don't want to do certain things. And he was saying, where do you come from? He don't want to go down there. He's an American. He has come. He's lived there all his life. And the normal people, they want to go down to the real people and do some of the hard work on the ground inside the realities. People want to fly up high and be above things and above in a certain type of upper level of society. By the grace of God, there is no level of society that I don't know, I have not experienced. I don't have to tell you this. It is newly rich people who speak in a certain way. It's newly rich people who boast about money and show this, that. If a person who knows money and knows money, you don't even see that he's rich. When he's working, you never know that he has money. It's new poor people and bush people who just show this. Somebody sent me a picture the other day of Bill Gates and the Facebook man, Zuckerberg. Yeah. All of us sitting with t-shirts and no Rolex watches and gold rings and all kinds. Hey, you don't have all these really rich people. See them drive. Bill Gates' wife drives Honda Civic. Honda Civic. It's a car that she drives. When I was in Seattle, they told me so. She drives Honda Civic. You see her coming here. What is it? That's why you have nothing. The ministry wise, God wise, work of God wise, you are zero. Because you can't go down to where there are real people and real things. You are above all these things. And when you can't fail, you see, tester is about going down to pass. Ask for promotion. God is ready to promote you. You're long awaited. But to go and pass the test of being down with ordinary people. Yes. You want to be moved? Hi, what have you? Oh. That's why you have nothing. I see pastors, you see them with 17 members. They should have had 2,000. You know, one day a pastor told me, he has invited somebody from America. And you know America? Yeah, USA. Okay. And he said, oh, you know, he has just a few people in his church. But if he was in Ghana, he would have 2,000 people because I know him. Yeah. He told me, he said, if he was in Ghana, the man would have clearly had over 2,000 members. Yeah. And there's a small, few people. A lot of people like that. You can't come down. If it is really souls we are looking for, we would have condescended to men of low estate long time. But since it's not souls we are looking for, men of low estate are, get out of my life. Get out of my life. Yeah. Look, if you can't come down, you can't even do evangelism. Let's be serious. Where are the souls? Where are the souls? I mean, going to the same capital city which everybody has been 2,000 times, to gather the same believers in the same groups. You know, we are not honest because we don't love the truth. That's why we are taken over by delusions. So God is calling us to start passing the test of demotion. Where God himself says, okay, come down, come down, come down, come down. Be ordinary. Be young. Be young. When you listen to me preaching, you can sense that I'm young. It's like I'm talking to young people and I'm young. And you see, the sad mistake. That you hear people say, I hope they are listening. I hope the young people are listening. It is the old people who should be listening. The old people should be listening. You think it's for young people? What is young about this message? What is young about the message? Is it not the word of God I'm preaching? Have I opened to young section of the Bible? This is section young. Power has come. I have cities. Not that they say I was there, Gekedu, where the Ebola started. Masenta, Mamu, Inzerikore, Kindia, Kisidugu, all these are towns, Conakry, these are all in Guinea, and it's just a few. Through the Futajalon Mountains, who will go there? It has been handed over to other religions because Christians are too big. We are only having conventions and programs amongst ourselves. So it's just it's powerful. This singer is there. This group is there. This one is there. This one is there. This speaker is there. Everybody is saying, oh, this will stretch your imagination. Stretch your imagination. Go further. It, whatever. Good, better life. It's powerful English words. Hey. Giving you mental pleasures. Tickling your fancies and your fantasies. Because I'm here with the first, I have another chair. I was this morning outside the Kuda. It's full. It's bigger than when I was there. It's full. I have there. I have here. I have Kadesh. I have all. Because I'm prepared to calm down. I'm staying with children. No toilet. No this. No whatever. We are okay. We'll be here. No problem. We have a shuttle taxi here for the toilet. 911. You pick it and you go. And you learn to control your bladder for several hours when you come to this church. So many upset of self-control, you develop it. Look at it. Yeah, that is it. If you need to go to the toilet, it's a shuttle bus over there. Tell your neighbor, I'm ready to handle demotion. The next one is the test of accusations. Joseph was accused because he was called. Now, accusations, it comes when a serious attack is taking place on your life. Accusations. It's a serious attack. Why do I say that? Because Jesus was alive. He was tempted. He was resisted. He was opposed. He was insulted. Many things. But it was accusations that ended his ministry. When they said, he is blaspheming. And he wants to destroy the temple. And he does not believe in Caesar. That was it. It was ending. Now, you must learn how to handle accusations. Because it's a serious attack, eh? How many have been accused of something you didn't do before? Wow. And how many have been accused of something you did before? Yeah, all correct. First Peter 2, verse 22. Let's read from verse 21. For even hereunto that you call, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Verse 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself unto him that judgeth righteously. Change the version and let's see what we get. Verse 20, the next verse, 23. Revile. I want another word for revile. When he was insulted. Some accusations are like insults. When you hear the person say, what? What did you say? What say you are a thief? Me? Now, you have to learn 1 Peter 2. Yeah, this one says, they called him every name in the book. And he said nothing back. Yeah. He suffered in silence, content to let God set things right. Wow. Now, to be called every name in the book, if you don't want to serve God, resign now. If you don't want to be accused, then you may have to leave. But to be a servant of God, you'll be accused. Usually the opposite of what you are doing. Yeah, amazing. Amazing. I can't think of any accusation that I've not been accused of. You can let your mind run wild. I can't think of any that I've not been accused of. Let your mind freely roam. Yes, I will allow you to roam. Yes. It's true. I can't think of anything that I've not been accused of. Yeah. It's part of the calling. The most preposterous insults that you can imagine. Amazing. But the Bible says that when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteous. It's one of the verses I memorized when I was in school. 1 Peter 2:23. Whom when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Yeah. It's a nice verse. To remember, to help to calm you down through every accusation. You see, if you are what somebody says you are, time will tell. But many times we are what people say we are. How many have been accused and realize that if it's not fully true, it's partly true? So just calm down and learn to say nothing. Yes. And relax. They said you are a dreamer. You want to take over our family. You want to, who do you think you are? You want us to bow? He just said that the sun and the moon bowed down. He didn't say my father and my mother bowed down. But they extrapolated it to, who do you think you are? So, calm down. But be very conscious. Don't allow accusers to be around you. You see, any accuser you can eliminate from your life, eliminate. The only accuser you cannot eliminate is your spouse. If you are married to somebody who is accusative, it's an anaconda. Because it's a long thing that's winding itself around you for life. Yes. And you can see accusers even in the relationship before it starts. Yeah, it's an anaconda spirit. You'll never be free. Yeah. Now, accusations, it's what brings big things down. You take the British Empire. The British Empire was 200 years going strong. Ruling from Canada to the Middle East, to South Africa, to India, to Ghana, to the Caribbean, West India. It was controlling one third of the whole world. Kenya, Africa, British Empire, the Empire. They had what they call Empire Day. Like how I say independence, they had Empire Day. Right up to 1945, the end of the second, and the Second World War. So what Hitler was trying to do, Hitler was also trying to do an empire. Just he wanted to be like England. Say, England has an empire. We also need an empire. German Empire. So he actually admired England and did not want to fight with England. He tried not to fight with England, but in the end he had to fight with them a bit. But how did the empire come down? Voices started coming out. These people are oppressing us, Gandhi. Lee Kuan Yew, Nkrumah, and the Kenya, the Mau Mau Rebellion, Jomo Kenya, voices. They are oppressing us, destroying our culture, they're making us poor, oppressing us. This in India. Oh, and the voice grew louder and stronger and louder and stronger and louder. That's what brought down the huge worldwide empire, I tell you. Accusations. Meanwhile, they also brought culture and development to everywhere that they went. Advancement and the language and everything. Hey. self-government now, self-rule now. We have a right to manage or mismanage our affairs now. We are being oppressed now. Let us, since we were managing our own affairs, have we been even able to connect one train from Takoradi to Kumasi or from anywhere to anywhere? Let's be serious. Watch out for accusations. Not a small thing. When you start hearing them, it starts increasing. That's why accusations and criticism is a leadership emergency. Anytime I've had a chance, somebody's criticizing, I can sense that it's serious. Ask the person, go. Go this way, I'll go this way. Right at the beginning of the ministry. You criticize me, I don't know how to preach. What I'm preaching is whatever. I'm not called this. And I call for a meeting. I say, brother, this way. I go, oh, why? I say, no, it's okay. Go here, I'll go here. I'm not perfect. You're also not perfect. So you be here, I'll be here. I don't know. It's only marriage that can bind you to an accuser. But apart from marriage, every other accuser, you have to separate yourself from the person. Yes. And pray that you don't enter a marriage with an accuser. When you enter a marriage with an accuser, you are sleeping with a cobra. And you'll be getting bites from time to time and going into acute shock, anaphylactic shock, and other forms of hypovolemic shock and other dangerous types of shock. Medical students, take note of this shock. They'll ask you in the exams. Tell somebody I'm surviving accusations. If I preach and my preaching is not good for you, I will buy your bus fare. I'll give you a bus fare so that you go to a good place with a good pastor. We have so many churches in the world. Go there so that you don't sit here to listen to my nonsense. That's all. That's all I ask for you. Just go to the good place where there is better than here. That's all. There's no need for you to stay here to analyze me and say something bad about me. Chale, you people, you must fear accusations. Oh, when you hear that rambling voice like the British Empire, say, these are oppressing us. They are oppressing us. They are destroying us. That is how it ended from Canada to Alaska, America. All our colonies of England, America, Canada, Middle East. Even Jerusalem was under British rule. Palestine, all that area. South Africa, Kenya, India, Pakistan, anywhere where they speak English, all was the empire. It was brought down. My father-in-law fought for the empire. He went to Burma and so on. He fought. Ghanaian soldiers went. It was empire. The empire was mobilized to fight the Germans. It was not a small thing. It was finished. Those of you who play games with accusers and you have them to stay with you, say, come sit by my side. You are wiser than God. God threw Lucifer out in 1 second. Out. Okay. The next one. Handling foreigners. The test of handling living with foreigners. Joseph was made to live with people he didn't know their language. What are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? It's a test. Can you? You know, one of the people that I always remember as one of the most international, Apostle Dodo. He's so international. Yeah. Everywhere. In every culture. He's international. He can relate with every type of person. Yes. And meanwhile, in terms of being a Ghanaian, he speaks Ghan with proverbs. He can say snow and such words in Ghan. Yes. Yeah, it's a university Ghan. Do you relate with foreigners? Some of you, God puts foreigners with you and you fail so abysmally and your international ministry is finished. That's it. The international ministry is over. Because you are so local. You are so what?
Local.
Too local. Because maybe so much is coming your way from another country. Yes. So much coming to you from another country, from another group of people. But when you see any foreigner, you start to speak your language. Joseph couldn't speak his language to anybody. He learned their language. To buy whatever, he stood with an interpreter and spoke Egyptian. They couldn't recognize him. He spoke the Egyptian. Meanwhile, you could speak the Hebrew. He had learned the language. Hey! You wonder which one of them will make a way. Listen, for they knew not that Joseph understood them. Look at it. For he spake unto them by an interpreter. He was interpreted to his language from Egyptian. I tell you, it was international. It was going higher in his ministry. Because his ministry was to be an Egyptian prime minister. Wow. No, it was not going to be an Israeli prime minister. It was going to be an Egyptian prime minister. He needed to speak the language. And some of us are too big to learn a language. What is this? With Charlie, I don't know if you speak all this one, Charlie. Let us speak our pidgin English and flow. Me, I began a man. You began a man, but God now God they won't give you some wild international ministry where you say you began a man. So God say, okay, Charlie, make you stay as Ghana man. Some of you cannot even make friends with anybody who is not from your country or from your little group. I have many international. You know, I always remember Kenneth Hagin saying something at his funeral. There was a man called, there was a black man called Keith Butler. And he said, he was a black person. He went to Kenneth Hagin. And he said, one day Kenneth Hagin said, all these are my sons, including him. And he hit him on the head and said, these are all my sons. The black was very white, but said, these are all my sons. He has a huge ministry. He was one of the greatest supporters of Kenneth Hagin. He was always supporting their Bible school. He came there. He has huge ministry with his own private jet. He flies for church service. He flies, this one comes, flies back for the second service. Like that. So you see, a black man was rather going to be so powerful. And I've always known him. And when it was Kenneth Hagin's funeral, he was one of the few people who was asked to speak. Oh yeah. The white people, but he was one of the few people asked to speak. One of the top supporters. Beautiful. You never know where the increase is going to come from. Yeah. You can't tell. How will you deal with foreigners when your time comes? Yeah. Maybe your husband is going to be a foreigner. Maybe your wife is going to be a foreigner. But you are so local. You know, one day a sister was sent to somewhere in America. She carried her banku and so on to America. For just about 1 week, it's like she cannot stay without banku for 1 week. I saw one day, I don't know whether you also had it, the people who came with the luggage. And as the luggage was going around, the crabs were escaping from the luggage and coming out on the conveyor belt. The crabs, I mean, they had carried the live crabs to go and boil them in America. If you have it, you can put it on the screen. Exodus 22, verse 21. Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Now, I want to say something. If somebody is not accepting you, you decide, I will accept you. Is it powerful? Yes. If somebody's not accepting you, you decide, I will accept them. Yes. Ruth chapter 1 verse 15. And she said, behold, my sister-in-law is gone back to her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. But Ruth said, don't ask me to leave you or return from following thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die. There I will be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught, anything but death part between thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. You see, there is a type of embracing of another person from another country, from another nation, and another color that can be your whole life. So important. She said, your people will be my people. Your God, when you die, I will die there. God should, if I do anything less, the only thing that will separate me from you is death. I remember when Mrs. Saki died and I was standing by her grave. I remembered. I said, only death will be able to part. Many of the people that I'm working with, only death. That will be the only bye-bye. Only death. No other thing is forever. You see, you have to learn some of these things. That's what God does for us. He gives us people that we didn't originally think would be part. But if he's brought them, they are part. And it may be part for your life. Sometimes you have to marry another person from another culture. Yeah. You know? Hey, are you listening? I'm closed just now. My friend in Ukraine, he married a white lady. I actually have two friends like that. Married one. When you go to their church, only white people. Yeah. Fully embraced. When you go to their house, there's no pepper. There's no shito or pepper or such things. It's only that their soup. They have their startup of soup. What is it called? Gosh. They have a soup called Gosh. Gosh and other things. That's it. Yes. There's no pepper, mash, banku. No! One day we were going for a crusade in a car. And suddenly the car, we were in a convoy. The car in front of us stopped on the roadside. So we realized that we had to stop. So when we stopped, we said, what is it? They said, we have to breathe. I said, what do you mean by you have to breathe? Said, the smell in the car. I said, what smell? Somebody is carrying, I don't know the name of the, no, it's not Kobe. More money, yes. Somebody was carrying it in the car to that place, and they couldn't breathe in the car, so they had to come out of the car and breathe. Then they go back into the car and continue the journey. Hey! Tell your neighbor, I'm becoming international. And the next one is the test of handling your lusts. I Ah, you see, the put the thing on. This is a luggage. Is it playing? Yeah, it came out of the bag. Craps. He was taking it to go and boil them. You can't see it clearly, yeah. There's a video, they move. Get the video. All right. Now, Joseph was in the house when Potiphar's wife, very beautiful, and based on Potiphar's class in society, he must have chosen a very beautiful girl. And suddenly one day, she came to him. Now here is a hungry boy. You know, Joseph was 30 years old when he became the prime minister. Yes. So all that was his young life. I think he was a teenager when he was captured. Yes. So you can imagine, 20-something years old. And then this beautiful girl came and just waved herself. Her breasts were dangling like bells. They were dangling like bells. She shook her buttocks like this. And then Joseph went into a semi-conscious state. This is one of his tests. This is one of the things Joseph is famous for. This is actually why he went to prison. He was promoted to the next stage of his ministry because he overcame the problem of sleeping with somebody that you shouldn't sleep with. And the next level of his promotion was the prison. Yes, he was promoted straight to the prison, which is last stage, final stage before final promotion. So it was so important that he passed that test. It was so critical. That test was critical. Very critical for his future. Yeah. Very critical for his future. That he should pass that test. Yes. Of not taking such a scholarship. Look. And there are two types of girls. Type A and type B. Type A are the virgins. And innocent. Now, sometimes you can be a virgin but you are not innocent because of the films you watch. The films you watch pollute your mind. See, you are not innocent anymore. Type B, they know men. If you hug the person has a certain feeling. Now, this one was type B. She was married. She knew what she was doing. And for a young man, somebody's wife, an auntie, somebody you call auntie, has handed herself over to you, a grown up. Hey! And she says, I am yours. Take over. I don't want to describe any further. Why are you standing? You are blocking the view of the people. Pray that you pass that test. So, when it comes to masturbation, You see, Bible says, I will not be brought under the power of any. If you are under the power of masturbation, you must break out of it. You must break out. If you are under the power of pornography, you must break out. You must be able to hold your phone. You don't check such things. You don't masturbate. You must be able to be with girls. Scholarship girl, type B, type A, golden brown, whatever color you got. Golden brown, with inside light, everything. People who know what they are doing. Now we have innocent people, people who don't know what they are doing. They're just being themselves. But there are those who have a plan. That's a strange woman. Her house, Proverbs 7, her house is to the chambers of death. When you touch her, that's it. You may never come back. You may never be normal again. You are passing in Jesus' name. Hey. How many have failed this test already? Raise your hand if you fail so that I pray for strength, 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 strength. You are passing in Jesus' name. You are passing in Jesus' name. Now, I just want to say, look, I want to emphasize this point. Masturbating every day is not normal. You are not normal. Maybe you don't, nobody has said it. I want to say it in English where it's not normal. It's abnormal. And that you have to do is abnormal. So you need to be cured. Sleeping with anything that is in the skirt is also not normal. Handing yourself over to boys. Here I am, use me. Instead of saying to God, here I am, send me. He said, here I am, use me. Or here I am, have me. Thy will be done. Tell your neighbor who is quiet by you. I say, why are you so quiet? Why are you so quiet on this topic? Proverbs 7 verse 21. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. So, it means you have to close your ears. There are certain people who shouldn't speak to you. The voice itself is charming you. Even when the person is crying, is it like that thing is calling you? My God, save us in Jesus' name. Intimate counseling is pulling you. Hey, her speech. Watch out. When you hear the voice on the phone, hello. That's not how they are in real life. Oh. Call them on another number and hear their natural voice. When you call a number, who is that? What? Don't call numbers you don't know. Bye. Bye. But when they know that it's you, hello. I've missed you. I've been waiting for your call. You didn't call me in the morning. You didn't call me in the afternoon. It's now you are calling me. 1 a.m. It's now that you are calling me. 1 a.m. You are now calling. prophetic speech. Watch out. Those of you who are pastors, when you preach and they say, I'm really touched by your ministry. Look, learn it from me, I'm telling you. Every message is good once it's in the Bible and you preach. You don't need anybody to go, I was so blessed by your ministry. I've never heard of somebody preach. I love, you are so strong spiritually. You're so powerful. I'm so touched every time you minister. Oh, thank God for your life. I really thank God for you. Fair speeches. Verse 22. He goeth after her straight. But as she's talking, your erection has come. As she's talking, your erection has come. Whatever they say, that your trousers have changed. Hey! Trying to burst because of her first speech straight away. Check those quiet people at the back. You realize that they are the ones you see. You see, they look very pure, like they don't understand what we are talking about. But I tell you, you'll be surprised. Straight away, he goeth after her as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Why did they say as a fool? Because now your mind is not working. Your feelings are what are working, but your mind is no more working. Your mind is like a fool's mind. Any girl who is too charming disconnected, you are too charming, you are too nice, I'm afraid of you, your charm is some way. Charlie, sit down, you are blocking the righteous people at the back. Righteous ones at the back, wave at me, righteous ones. Verse 23. Till a dart strike through his liver. Your liver is what is going to go. And as a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not that it is for his life. Your life. Oh. And there are certain things that I would say. I wouldn't say it here, but there are certain things that I would show you. This Proverbs 20, at this point, there are certain steps to take. This Proverbs 7:20, there are some steps to take. Yes. 7:23, there are some moves to make. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Charlie, watch out for type A and type B. Yes. In the chat, always say, is it type A or is it type B? Is it type A or type B? A or B? A or B? Is it an A or a B? 24. Hearken now, my children, attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Now, one of the things about such a strange woman is like, it looks as if she doesn't know what she's doing. They look harmless, like they are rather victims. Hey. They look like they are victims of something. But that's what the Bible calls her ways. You shake her chest like that. So the bells are just ringing. You think it doesn't affect you? It affects you. Unless you are not normal. Unless you are not normal, it affects you. Go not astray into her paths. There are some people, after this service, you are going to go astray into somebody's path. It's true. After church, you will go astray. There are some people, you walk to their rooms right now, you sleep with them now and come out. but not knowing that your penis has been bitten by a viper. The viper was inside. And the viper is hanging on as you are going. But you can't see it in this, in the spirit. It's hanging there. Verse 26. She has cast down many wounded. Many strong men have been slain. Why do you want to add yourself to a list? And that is why they are so protective of their lists. They will not tell you the list. They will tell you that, oh, well, I had a friend when I was in secondary school. And then, I mean, that was before I, whatever. And we were just pen pals. We were just writing letters. Many strong men. So if she's taking down strong men, why do you want to test yourself? But Joseph succeeded. He met one of these. Yeah. And he passed. You are passing. You are passing. You are passing. Look. Don't see, let me just say in English, don't see that hole as just something with some liquid. There are serpents and vipers and anacondas. That's why people change after sleeping with somebody. A person has changed as if he's mad. It's a viper. All snakes are in holes. They are not on the outside. Snakes are in holes. Snakes are in holes. They don't see a snake walking around. It's in a hole. Her house is the way to hell. Going down to the chambers of death. Now, the last test. The last test is the test of being married to somebody you never intended to marry. It's not the last test, but it's just, you know, I want to end. All for promotion. The next thing that happened to Joseph was that he was given as a husband to some Egyptian girl. Suddenly he was now married to somebody I had never expected to be married to. And it's something that happens. There are people listening to me. The person you marry, you say, this is not what I expected or was hoping for. It's Leah. Genesis 29. And Leah conceived and bare a son. Wow. And she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord has looked on my affliction. And she kept on giving birth to people. She was not wanted. And she ended up being married to somebody. Jacob was also married to somebody he didn't expect to marry. But I want to tell you that if you prayed about your marriage and God has put you in there, but I say what God has joined together, and no man, you have to believe that God has joined you together. That's why you have to take your time. Be in a relationship. It's better to break a relationship and easier to break a relationship. Easier and better to break a relationship than to break an engagement. It's both easier and better. Then it's easier to break an engagement than it is to break a marriage, and better. And then it's easier to break a young marriage than it is to break an old marriage. And it's more complicated to break an old marriage when a marriage has been there for some time. It's very difficult. Very difficult. Most of the divorce, most divorced people are like married to two if they marry again. And we are married. We are married to two people. They marry the old one because you can't easily flesh of my flesh. Not easy to disconnect. What God has joined together. You have to believe it. It's true. Because you said it. When it's working, you say God has joined. When it's not working, you say God has not joined. The devil has joined. How can it be? So that's the test of marriage. But most of us are not married. How many are not married? How many are married? Greater love. Wow. How many are going to pass all your tests? Jesus' name. But one of the main tests that is happening to us is lust. Yeah. But I'll tell you why it's important. Shall I tell you something? You know, when you get older, you know, your desires, they change, but they are there. Mm-hmm. You think it will go, but it's still there. And when you marry, it even becomes more complex. So, marrying per se will not take away your desires. So, oh, Charlie, when I marry, masturbation is finished. Pornography is over. That is when it may now multiply. You will go back to the video and say, ah, look at a lady. She's smiling and she has lifted up her leg. This one is like a dead body lying. You say that. What do I have? There's a difference. So it now becomes more complex. Yeah. Are you still around or you are leaving? So, you must overcome youthful lust. Joseph did it beautifully. And he was in the next step beautifully. Are you going to church? Look at the church. So many beautiful girls. In every, Lester Samuel said it, in every church, there are 200, depending on the size of the church, 200 girls ready to marry the pastor at any time. There are a lot of people here, if I was to propose to say, forget about my wife, I want to marry. They say, yes, I'll marry. Today, they will say yes today. Even they know that I've got a wife. Propose to them, they'll say yes. So if you can't pass those tests, every day you meet a new beautiful person. And the girls, Charlie, God has made them. Charlie, they fine. Charlie, God, Ibado. He made the fine girls. Young men, have you noticed that the girls, you don't even know which one to choose. And it gets to the point you don't even know, like, Charlie, which one should I choose? They are all fine. If I know fine, Charlie, fine. This one too, if I say, so you see different. This one is golden brown, it's fine. This one is chocolate brown, it's fine. This one is coffee color, it's fine. This one is midnight black, it's fine. This one is inside light. Everyone fine. Hey! Ebony black, dark and lovely. They are all nice. I see you passing. Could it be that this test of lust is a major test for, like, it's like, it could be like, you know, like how we have end of year exams or final exams. Could it be that the last test is actually like a kind of like a BC or a WASI or O level type of spiritual test, because it immediately takes you to a new realm. Yes, it's like a licensing exam. Could be. Until you gain control of that, you just stay as Potiphar's slave who is sleeping with her till the day she opens her mouth. And she says, she goes to her husband, I want to tell you something. I can't keep it to myself. What is it? Joseph, it's on my heart. I have to tell you. Joseph, what he did to me. What? When you traveled. Hey. And you, Joseph, you're an assistant. Me? When I travel, when you travel, she came, brother. She came. And then she was, look at this. Who will you believe? Slave. You're not likely to believe the wife. Every viper that has attached itself to your organs, I disconnect it today in the name of Jesus. When you go home, pray about the vipers. So. See, these are revelations for your prayer life. As I was praying, it's like a viper. You go into a hole and a viper has attached itself. That's why your life is changing. Anaconda spirit that has taken for your whole life. Round you. Round, 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 round. You can't come out. Listen, I want to tell you something. Some of you, sometimes you say you want me to advise you. I'll tell you something. If you have ears to hear, you hear a lot of advice in the preaching. Only that you don't want to hear the advice. How many times do you think Kenneth Hagin sat down with me to advise me? Never. Benny Hinn says he never spoke to Catherine Kuhlman. Most of the time it's your discretion. How you judge and you assess. This man is advising. Listen. Today I've spoken about vipers, anacondas, so many things. It's all for your good and for your strength. You are passing. You are passing. You are passing. You are passing. Stand to your feet. Lift your hand and pray for a moment. God is delivering you from vipers and anacondas and all kind of animal creatures, scorpions that are hidden in holes that have attacked you and taken over your life and brought pain and difficulties. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Sandola makabarandala babande ramamandale babandala baba. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for your grace, your guidance. You are directing our lives. You are leading us. You are leading us. You are strengthening us, Lord. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the test, Lord. We are passing every test. We are passing examinations. We are going through, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Thanks for your power. Thanks for your healing. Put your hand on your stomach. Receive every healing from every failure, every mistake, every step that took you down. I declare God lifts you up in Jesus' name. Be healed of your mistakes. Be healed of your false steps. Be healed of your errors by the power, the grace, and the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, thank you. Lift your hands and give him thanks. Father, we give you thanks for your blessing in our lives today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Lord. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here this morning, you want to give your life to Jesus. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. Help me to know God. Maybe somebody invited you to church. You want to give your life to Jesus. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. I want to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, you want to give your heart to God, your life to Jesus, come to me in the front. Come, come. Come to the front right now. Come, I want to pray with you here.
Give him your life today. Come on to Jesus.
hands and let us pray. Let him have his way. Lift your hands and let's pray. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I'm sorry for all my wicked ways. Today, I open my heart. Say it out loud. Today, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior, as my Lord, and my Master. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. I give my life to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for saving me. From today, say from today, I am born again. I'm a child of God and I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Now, I want to give you one of my books as a gift. And this is a special gift for you. When we close, I want you to come to the Salvation Corner over here. You see there's a sign there, Salvation Corner. As soon as we close, come there. Your life will never be the same again. Lift up your book and let me pray with you again. Father, thank you for all these people that are receiving Jesus today. Thank you for the blessing on their life. I pray that they will not fall away, but they will stand and they will be saved and they will follow you. Thank you for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you going to read the book that I gave you as a gift? This book is 40 CDs for one, but I'm giving it to you free. That's a blessing. Amen. So as soon as we close, come to the side over here. You may be seated and it's time for communion.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which is poured out for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break,
blessing which we bless. Is it not the communion? Stand to your feet. Jesus said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall have life. Lift up the bread. Father, as we come to your table, we declare this to be the body and the flesh of Jesus Christ. Thank you that healing comes into our lives. Healing of all the defects that we are suffering with. All our failings that are chronic. We declare and we thank you that we are receiving healing from our failings and our deficiencies. And as we come before your table to eat of your flesh, thank you that whatever was in Christ is now going to be in us. Thank you that whatever strength is in Christ, we are receiving that strength now. Whatever ability to overcome temptations that was in Christ, we are receiving that ability to overcome temptations ourselves. Thank you that power comes into our bodies, into our lives. Physically, we are strengthened. Whatever could defeat us last year, as we receive this communion, we thank you that strength and healing come, that it cannot defeat us anymore. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your salvation. We give you thanks. The body of Jesus Christ. Father, we declare this to be the blood of Jesus. Lord, so many wretched sins we have committed and confessed and committed and confessed and committed and confessed and committed and confessed. Forgive us, Lord. Now let this blood wash away our iniquities, our stubbornness, our idolatry, our witchcrafts. Save us from ourselves, O Lord. We thank you that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from every sin. We thank you that we are delivered and forgiven. We are made ministers and priests and kings, not by power, not by might, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive the blood of Jesus. Your mistakes will not be held against you anymore. Your falling down on your face will not be held against you anymore. Every evidence against you will not be held against you anymore. Every claim for your life is canceled by this blood in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands for your blessing. Father, I thank you for your children. I prophesy strength into their lives. I prophesy power into their lives. You have made us kings and priests, O God. And I declare that that is their destiny and that is their portion. A family of kings and priests shall they be, now and forever. Let, O God, your mighty power lift every weak one amongst us. Place us on a rock to stay. Wash away the mud from our feet. Let us be white as wool before you. Let the impurities which men are accusing us of be removed. Let us be like Jesus, who said, "The evil one cometh, but he has nothing in me." Let it be said of each and every one here that even though the evil one is coming, he will find nothing in any of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive grace and help and salvation. Receive angelic support and assistance. Receive supernatural enforcement and reinforcement for your spiritual journey. Receive supernatural assistance and helps. May God send into your life good people that will help you to walk on the slippery and rocky path. May you be delivered from every stranger, and any strange woman and strange man that will come your way. May the angel of the Lord fight for your life and fight for your soul. May you be saved from homosexuality. May you be saved from fornication and pornography and masturbation and all types of lewdness and licentiousness in the name of Jesus. May the grace of God find you and locate you now. The grace of God that bringeth salvation. Receive that grace of God now in Jesus' name. The help of God is delivered into your hands. From today, your feet are strengthened. Your path is secure. Your life is secure. I see somebody standing by your side to help you and to strengthen you. God is sending supernatural helpers and supernatural assistance into your situation. You fall no more at the same place. You die no more. You will not go down anymore. God is strengthening you. Now I see a rope. A rope from above being brought down. You shall hold that rope and you will not fall down that slippery slope anymore. Receive your assistance. Receive supernatural guidance. Receive light and wisdom. Receive supernatural knowledge. Receive divine escapes from traps and slippery slopes. In Jesus' mighty name, I see a bright light. The bright light is your future. You shall walk into light and goodness and mercy. Receive grace and strength from above. Walk towards your destiny. A bright light, a bright future awaits you. I declare it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands. Thank you. Thank you.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.